meeting, we have started distribution in the conflict-affected areas in Donbas, which is included to oblast of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. So far, we've distributed already 10,000 daily rations. That is enough to cover the food aid needs of 2,000 people for 5 days. Over the coming days, we're going to reach in total the 90,000 rations. And this activity is going to be finished by the end of the month. And we're collaborating on the ground with international NGOs like ADRA and with the Ukrainian Red Cross, who is taking the bulk of these commodities.
Are there any security concerns for the WFP staff working in Donetsk and Luhansk? Because sometimes they are like fighting those kind of activities.
Well, for now, we have not gone in Donetsk and Luhansk yet. There are some UN restrictions, and at this point, we are relying very much on reports from implementing partners and collaboration with the Ukrainian Red Cross and with the government of Ukrainian State Emergency Services. They are giving us the priority areas where the highest needs are. So we haven't been there yet, but the UN is opening a sub-office close in Donetsk, if I'm not wrong, and we would be also joining them there with a small presence, mainly to do the monitoring.
Do you have some logistical issues and concerns in preparation for food parcels delivery in the winter, because the conditions may be much harsher than they're there now?
Well, for future months, we are already working on our follow-up operation. There, we're looking at much larger numbers. We're considering up to 120,000 people. We're talking about 40,000 food parcels, okay? These are still very, it's a small amount, okay? So, and these would be two specific places, to the people that are returning home. So we would go to centers where people are currently leaving, and the ones that are returning, we would give them a parcel. So for the coming days of while they're traveling and settling in again, they wouldn't have to worry about having to take care of the food. So this is a very small amount. The big bulk of our support over the winter months is we're considering using vouchers, again, at a much larger scale. We're talking about 80,000 people, again, the most vulnerable, in areas where the market is still working. So this is the priority. We have had concern that that at times these IDPs are staying in far from the supermarket. So in these cases, we would be also providing some small cash amount for them to take the bus and go to the supermarket and shop for food.
Can you give us an idea for the equivalent of $45? This is one food voucher that you will distribute. How much food actually can be purchased in Ukraine? And are these vouchers going to be honored in those supermarkets?
$45 has been determined by a highly specialized team that their job is exactly to do that, to go in a country, see how much is required for a person to purchase enough food to cover 2,100 kilocalories per day. So they look at the basic commodities that need to that are required for a regular diet. And so in this place, it's probably going to be bulgur wheat, it's going to be canned meat, and it's going to be rice and some vegetable. And they have determined that $45 or the equivalent in hryvnia, $45 would allow the people to purchase 2,100 kilocalories per day.